If I walked into that church, the roof would probably cave in. Well, I've never been much of a church goer myself. You know, I'm not one of them church people. We have a lot of ideas and thoughts about church, and there's so many different churches. Does it matter what they are? What is the church? Let's investigate right here on the corner of truth and life. Hello and welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and we're going to be talking for the next few episodes about church. And man, if there is a word that can make people feel uncomfortable, it's the word church. You really want to make someone feel awkward and ask them about church or invite them to your church, because if they have their own church, they'll be like, I already go to church. If they don't go to church, well, then they don't go to church. And so when you ask them to go to church, they're like, it's awkward. Church is one of those things. And then, of course, you know, when we get into politics and stuff, then it becomes even more awkward. And we talk about the separation of church and state. And even after all these years of American government, we're still fighting over, well, what is the proper role or lack thereof of the church in the community, in the state, in the government? You know, can you put something that has a religious overtone on government property? I mean, just it's complicated. And then what do we mean by church? Because there's a lot of different churches, and even just right here around Franklin County, you go around and church is going to mean different things and different experiences and all that. So what I thought would be good is over for the next few episodes, whether you're catching us on WKTJ on Sunday morning or if you're listening to us on podcast through iTunes or our website, what is church? And the first thing I think we have to discuss is what church became. Because just like back in December, we talked about what Christmas became and how this holiday became very much a cultural touchstone and a cultural icon. And we went from something that was based more on the Bible to something that was based more on traditions and what man has decided. And the same is true, probably more true, of church, where the traditions and the habits and ideas of people have become oftentimes the primary shaper and definer of what church means, as opposed to what the Bible actually says. And so what I wanted to do is take a few minutes right now and just let's just kind of think about what happened, what church has become in our culture here in the good old US of A, and especially here in northern New England and in Maine. If that's where you're from. But even if you're from other parts of the country, what has church become? And I think in some cases, even in a lot of the Western part of civilization, European. And I think one of the big things that happened is the church became a place for good people. The number of people who tell me, if I went to church, the roof would cave in, like I mentioned there in the opening. I mean, I've been told that. Well, you know, you're rueful. Well, why do they say that? Well, because they say, well, I'm not a good person. I mean, and I don't think they think they're a bad person, like evil or, you know, a villain. But they say, well, I'm not one of them holy types. I'm not good enough. And if I were to walk into church, the place would collapse because this is supposed to be where the good people go, and I'm not one of them. I got my own thing. And the church is for those holy people, or at least the people who think they're holy. And in fact, one of the other major criticisms that oftentimes gets leveled against the church is, well, it's full of hypocrites. And there's a lot of different reasons for that label, and many of them are actually pretty valid. But one of them, again, is this perception of, well, people who go to church are supposed to be good. So then if you see someone who's very conscientious, very devout of going to church, and then you also see them behaving not good, well, then you're going to think of them as a hypocrite, because church is where good people are supposed to go. And if you go to church, you must be a good person. And so then if you go to church and you're not a good person, well, then you must be a hypocrite. And again, there's other things at play there. We can talk about that another time. But church has become where the good people go. And that leads to the next thing that happened is church also is where you go to learn to be good. And so you go to church and church tells you what's right and what's wrong and how to be good. And here's how you're supposed to act. And we take our kids to church so that our kids will learn to be good. And we might send our kids to church expecting them not only to learn to be good, but the church is going to help them stay good. The church is going to keep them out of trouble. We get them involved in church so that they don't get involved in the bad stuff. And the church kind of becomes a guardian to protect us and keep us good, or to keep our children or our teenagers good. And, you know, if the church fails that, then what's it there for then? If it's not going to help us or our children be good. And so it becomes the place where you learn to be good. So not just for the good people, but where you go and get good. You get straightened out there. And so then what's the next thing? Well, then, so now the church has become what I call the morals center. Not the moral center, but the morals center, where this is where all the kind of the ultimate good and bad judgment goes. And again, this has been a lot of people who go to church. This is how they feel about it themselves. And sometimes this is the message that comes out of churches of, we are here to tell you what is right and wrong. Our role in society is to stand up for what is right and tell you what is right and wrong and judge you. And so then Jesus kind of, as the church becomes this morals center, then Jesus becomes the enforcer in a way. And maybe not intentionally or consciously, but Jesus becomes the enforcer. In fact, Jesus becomes suspiciously like Santa Claus. And not the part where he gives you gifts, though that too. But suddenly, he sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. And suddenly it's Jesus is watching. God is watching. And he expects you to be good. And that's why we go to church. To be good, to get good, to stay good. And the church is the center of that morality that tells you what good is. And again, that's why it can make people very uncomfortable. The last thing that I think church became and has become is it becomes the place where you go to meet God and to worship God. And a lot of people say, well, yeah, duh. I mean, obviously, you go to church to meet up with God. And that's why you get all dressed up. And sometimes, you know, the people up front, they wear robes and we have rituals and all these things. And they're designed because we are coming into the presence of God. And now we are in the presence of God. And because we're in the presence of God, you know, we got to watch out because he's here with us right now. And when we go out, okay, good. Whew, that's over. And we can relax now. Because now we're not in the presence of God. And so, like, I grew up now, different churches' senses of that is different. But I grew up in a little Baptist church, little rural Baptist church here in Maine. And I remember that there were certain things that, you know, like, I mean, I was a kid. And what do kids do? Well, kids are kids. And so, and I had siblings and I had friends. One of the things we tended to do, like when church was over, we tended to fool around because, you know, kids want to play. And when you get some kids together, especially some young boys, one of the things that they will tend to do is they will begin to run. They like to chase each other and run. And not just boys. Boys would just maybe knock more things over and be less careful. But either way, we would run. And so, man, I can't think of the number of times we got yelled at for running in church and spoken to about running in church and even put into time out because we were running. We need to calm ourselves down. Don't run in the sanctuary. You don't run in church. Well, why not? And it wasn't because, well, listen, you're going to knock somebody over and hurt someone. No, it was because we're in church. And you don't run in church because it's not appropriate. And so it wasn't about just, you know, being careful of, hey, there are people around, and including little old ladies that you don't want to bowl over and hurt. No, it was because... And so that's also, you had to dress up. You know, you got to wear a tie. I probably wore my first tie as a pretty young kid. Because you're coming into the presence of God, and God wants your best. God wants you to bring your best. And, you know, that there are verses in the Bible that talk about, you know, offering God your best. But where do you offer God your best? At church, because this is where you meet Him. And so you don't have to dress up at home, because you're not meeting God at home, but you meet God at church, and so you dress up for church, and you put on your best face, and you put on your best smile, and you smile, you know, you meet God. Wow, with all that, no wonder people are uncomfortable. And people whose lives are messy, or who aren't really interested in following all the rules, or who have a complicated relationship with God, so complicated that maybe they're really doubting whether they believe in Him or not. Well, why would you ever step into a church? Because it represents everything that you're questioning or uncomfortable with, and you wouldn't want to go. And even people who have a favorable lean towards God or have a need, well, sometimes it's just uncomfortable. And when life is messy and when you don't have it all together, well, then it's hard to walk in and paste the smile on your face and fake it. And if you have to fake it week in and week out, after a while you're like, so why am I faking it? Because if I'm coming to church and the whole thing is just a lie, why would I go? And if you feel that you're not very good, or some of the things that you want to do, they yell at you for, well then why would I go and get yelled at? I'll just do whatever I want to do. And if I don't go, I don't get yelled at. Because they're just a bunch of enforcers who are there to try to run my life. And all this is very different from what the Bible portrays. Very, very different. And maybe you didn't know that. Maybe you don't know that that's not in the Scriptures. That there's not even a good example of that in the Scriptures. We have some hints of early on seeing the church in a couple of places starting to go off the track a little. And so then God, through His writers, tried to get them back on track. And that's good for us, because we get off track too. But for many of us, we don't understand what church is anymore, other than it's a religious thing where maybe you meet God. I'll tell you, I don't go to church each week to meet God. I meet God every day. And sometimes I have found that church is not the best place for me to personally, one-on-one, experience God. I experience God way better walking in the woods. Being alone in nature, I experience the presence of God greater than in church. But that does not mean that I don't like church or that I don't see value of church. Church is essential, but not for those reasons. Because those reasons aren't in the Bible. It's greater, it's bigger. And we're going to continue to investigate that in future episodes. And that's what we're investigating at Bean's Corner, if you ever want to come visit and just investigate. Come check us out. But if you feel uncomfortable with church, that's okay. We'll keep studying. Thank you for listening to The Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Bean's Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North J. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.